Anyway, after all of the controversy we went through, we were sued by the left, the Democrats, the progressives. I think Newburgh per capita has more crazy people than anywhere in the world. When I've spoken all over the state, I have said there are 15 crazy people in Oregon, and 13 of them live in Newburgh. And man, is it true. That's meant to be a humor, by the way. But, you know, sometimes people don't get humor if you don't agree with them. They're quick to kick you to the curb. And boy, hateful. I've never seen so much hate in my life. The first meeting that I got after voting no on the anti-racism. And by the way, this is nothing about George Floyd. George Floyd was just a thing that happened. It was unfortunate. But boy, they jumped all over that whole situation and turned that into the biggest racist movement we've ever had in our country. And it's really unfortunate because it caused so much hate and division in this country. And we're still seeing it to this day. But for an hour solid, the people that were running the school board at that time, they know who they are, and included our former superintendent, allowed these people to sit back for 3 minutes at a time and just tee off on me, Dave Brown. And I mean tee off. They called me every name in the book. They screamed and yelled at me, calling me a, you know, racist, homophobe, all these different things. And not true, but nobody stepped up in my defense either. And I thought about that later. When I became board chair, I didn't let people treat other board members that way, even if they were right, because it's just not the right thing to do. So as we got all the way into this, we were sued several times, and we won all the cases until one popped up. And you may have heard about it. It's called a doxing case. Doxing was a brand new law that you cannot go to somebody else's business and hammer away at them and get their employers to look at them poorly. And that's exactly what happened to us. And so we were the first people to file this doxing lawsuit against four people who had also filed a lawsuit against us about serial meetings cases, which is still up in the air. It's cost our district, you know, well over $150,000. And we did not do any of these lawsuits, by the way. Even the ones we won, we didn't create one lawsuit outside the doxing case. And on the doxing case, we just said, hey, we just want the courts to say stop. People in our board were fired. They lost their work. We were harassed, attacked, and every type of social media thing you can think of. Social media, Facebook, social media, Instagram, social media, all over, you know, anywhere they could find on the internet, they would do that. My house was attacked. My family was attacked. I'd have people stop and scream and yell at me. They'd come to school board meetings and say the most awful stuff. This was what the progressives did to me and my fellow board members who they didn't agree with. So if you agree, you don't agree with somebody nowadays, you just, you know, cancel them, but also you're going to attack them mercifully. So in the doxing case, we won. And the circuit court allowed us a victory. All we were going to do is say, okay, just stop. That's all we wanted out of the whole thing. Just stop. But nope, the ACLU comes in, gets involved in it, deep pockets for lawyers, and they appeal the case. And they take it all the way to the Oregon Court of Appeals. We lost. Shocker, Oregon Court of Appeals is probably our most liberal court in the state of Oregon. And it was really unfortunate because we just wanted it to stop. Just please end all of this and get it to stop. But nope. So then we appealed, asked the Oregon Supreme Court to take on this case. And they declined. That happened December 7th. That's about the only thing, by the way, that our local newspaper, the Newburgh Graphic, got right. That decision did come out on December 7th. But so now we're back to the circuit court and they have to determine lawyer's fees. So as a person, you go out there and you run for the school board. You volunteer for your community. You try to help kids. I spent my whole life working with kids, volunteered at tens of thousands of hours. And yet at the end of the day, they're asking you to pay for lawyer fees for them being mean and attacking you and getting you fired at work. Isn't that awesome? I mean, think about that again. You get fired and they attack you and they scream at you and they yell at you and do everything wrong. And yet they want you to pay for their lawyer fees. That's kind of where we're at right now. That's kind of the update there. The other one, the serial meeting thing, no evidence, nothing. We went through a 3-day trial. They said we had serial meetings. Serial meeting means in a school board that out of 7 school board members, 4 got together, which they said we did, outside of a school board public meeting and deliberated to make votes to say fire the superintendent. We did not, never did. It was our steadfast rule that we would never get together with all fours. You can get together, go to a barbecue, talk. You can even talk about school board things. You just can't deliberate on a vote. We didn't even do that. If any of us all four got together, we just stayed away from each other. And one person would leave. It happened so many times. We just weren't going to do that. We weren't going to break that law. And yet that's what we were accused of. They had no evidence whatsoever, none. And yet they're asking a judge to speculate on their feelings and their emotions that's what we did. We didn't do it. And yet we're still up in the air on this judge's decision on how she's going to rule for this thing. And it is nerve-wracking because this is exactly what the progressives do all along. They want to attack, tack, tack, and come after you. And they don't care. They don't care about you. All they care about is their agenda. They don't care about our country. They don't care about anything except their agenda. They do care about. And so I would say, you know, like right now, when it comes to everything that they've done to me, it is just unbelievable how like our local media has covered this thing. Our editor of our local paper was in the audience at our court trial for 3 days. He sat with all the progressives. He never asked us a question, yet his articles come out, and I read it, and I very seldom will read that paper because it's almost never true. This one was just, you know, his line on more BS. And it was, again, getting back to the fact that we're wrong and they're right, and he just puts it in the paper thinking that that's just the gospel. And no, it's not. It's not true at all. The Neuber graphic literally should just not happen. I wish the person that owned that, who I've heard's a good man, I wish he would just pull the plug on this thing, because news should be the news. But I've been interviewed by, you know, all the TV stations, radio stations, over the last number of years, and the same thing happens. They take 30 minutes of interview and put 7 words on their TV clip. And it's always bookended by somebody else on the other side setting up the questions and the narrative. So when you get to the end of the interview, the truth doesn't come out. It's just kind of this soundbite of what they want to make it edited to sound like. And so I would say, you know, listen to podcasts. Listen to me. I'll tell you at least the truth. We weren't perfect on this thing, but we didn't break any laws. And all we've had is these people come after us and attack us and get after you. And at the end of the day, you don't get paid. It's cost me a ton of money just taking people to lunch, you know, gas money to help our intern superintendent out, all those kind of things, going to school events all over the district time after time after time, taking time away from your family. And you volunteer. That's what volunteers do. And yet they don't care about any of that because you don't agree with their agenda. And for me, it's like, heck with that. Don't even care. My agenda is to tell the truth, and that's what Stand Tall is going to do over and over and over. We're going to keep coming back at you with nothing but the truth. And I will say, you know, as we move forward in this thing, that's why you vote. You vote for judges. You do know that, right? You vote for legislatures and governors, and these people can be voted out of office. And we've reached a critical point in our country where, we have to put people in there, not necessarily Republican or Democrat, but people who are going to follow the law the way it's supposed to be followed. We are not doing that. And don't think for a second, if you're Democrat or Republican, that you're immune from this. You're not. Right now, we're a broken system. And it's a poor system, because what I hear from everybody out there, the trust factor is super low. It is for me too. Do I trust all of our courts, and do I trust all of our elected officials? No. We've become super divided. And, you know, a lot of that, think about this. I'm going to leave you with this one. Why are we so divided? Because, you know, in your own life, in your own relationships, when you have people that aren't really truthful, or you just kind of get that used car feeling about them, you don't trust them. And if you don't trust somebody, you're not going to buy in. And if you don't buy in, it's not happening. And you're going to have that same wariness until they prove to you that they can be trusted. And that's how we are with our close friends. I got them. You got them. And I hope you do, because, you know, I've got a few close friends. I also have the people in this town that I've lived in at for over 60 years. And some of them are connected to this lawsuit. And I'm shocked that how they've gone down the progressive path. Trust them? No. They've shown who they really, really are. And there's nothing I dislike more than a phony person who you can't trust. Do I hate them? No, I will not use that word hate. But I'm telling you, that's where we're kind of at right now. So we'll keep moving on this one.
Be sure to follow us online at StandTallWithDaveBrown.com.